Eberlin Dad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And that can be done because even though there are toxic chemicals all around us in the environment and in consumer products, there are some wonderful people who are making some wonderful products who are not, that are not toxic. There are easy ways that we can remove toxic chemicals from our homes and from our bodies so that we don't have to get sick from them. We don't have to not be able to think clearly or be unhappy. We can be happy, productive, abundant, whatever it is we want, because we don't have to have our lives upset by toxic chemicals. It's our choice. Today, I have, my guest is going to talk about a wood finish that he makes, made from whey that's recycled from cheese making, a whole little system of sustainable business in Vermont. But before we talk about that, I want to tell you about the results of a study that came in my email this morning that said 83% of women said they would rather have a healthy body than have a great wardrobe. Isn't that wonderful? I just loved that. And that they would rather, 61% of women said they would rather have a healthy body than a healthy relationship. So there's quite a lot of awareness here and quite a lot of desire to be healthy in the world. We just need to know what to do and decide to do it. So my guest today is Andrew Meyer, founder and president of Vermont Natural Coatings. He's the manufacturer of a patented poly-whey, whey-based wood finishes. It was developed in collaboration with the University of Vermont, and it's emerged as a new wood coatings science, not just a new wood coating, but a wood coating science using whey protein to displace toxic ingredients common to traditional wood finishes. Now, I want to tell you that I have been using this for several years, and this Vermont Natural Coatings Polyway is my very favorite wood finish. So I'm extremely happy that Andrew has joined us today so that we can learn more about it. Their website is VermontNaturalCoatings.com. Thank you for joining me, Andrew.
Well, thank you very much, and greetings from Vermont.
Great. Thank you. I've actually never been to Vermont, but it seems like a very wonderful place to me.
Well, it's a beautiful day out. It's in the low 60s, and spring has just arrived. So we're excited about a nice summer season here.
Well, that's the difference between Vermont and Florida, because summer is just arriving here. And I'm sure, going to have a little thunder and lightning here, which is our summer pattern. So, Andrew, you know, I read your bio, and as I said, I've been using your products, and it's just so unusual for someone to do so much innovation as that you've done in terms of looking around at the resources in your community, seeing how you can connect with other businesses, and taking a pretty toxic product and making something completely new that is much less toxic. It would be so great if everybody in the world would be doing this right now. So can you tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to want to do this?
Sure, yeah. Well, I grew up in northeastern Vermont on a small family dairy farm. And I think, you know, growing up, we spent the summers eating from our gardens, drinking raw milk, eating our own beef, living and using the resources that surround us, things that were raised on the farm. You know, whether it was cutting firewood to supply heat for the homes or grow healthy grasses for the cows, they were all, you know, common things that every day we would look at and how we access healthy foods, and we knew where they came from. So growing up on a dairy farm, you're really connected to that element of it. And I think, you know, today there's a lot of disconnect with that.
I totally agree, and you were very fortunate to have that upbringing, because most people in the world didn't. I just want to mention, I'd like my listeners to just go to my website, toxicfreetalkradio.com, and look at Andrew's picture because he is just the picture of health. This, I mean, when I saw your photo, I thought, oh my God, that's what we should look like. And I think that it starts with what in your childhood, just eating the food right out of the ground and not eating the kind of food that most people grow up on today.
Yeah. Well, so all organic dairy farmers look like that, right?
Yeah.
That's the way. It is
because that's the way we should be eating and that's the way we should be looking. And it's just so healthy. So go on. What happened next?
Well, having grown up on a dairy farm, I went to the University of Vermont and studied environmental studies. And that experience really gave me a broader outlook and understanding of the issues that really impacted the greater environment and the health and in which we live. I learned more about how the federal and state policy impacted, how regulations impact our health and our surroundings. And what that really helped me take a broader look at what, as I grew up on the dairy farm and had access to all these healthy foods and a clean environment, to the issues on a more of a worldwide scale, which, started to broaden my awareness of the issues that are really out there. So that was a great experience to be part of that program.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the University of Vermont, I was fortunate enough to land a job on Capitol Hill for United States Senator Jim Jeffords, who was from Vermont. And the senator was a very strong advocate for the environment, for diversified agriculture. So I was able to advise him on agricultural and natural resources issues for about 8 years. It was an incredible experience, and it really opened my eyes on just how connected agriculture and the environment was, and all the things that impacted the daily health, the daily lives that we live, and the health impacts around that. So,
mm-hmm.
Incredible experience being part of that. So go ahead.
Well, what inspired you then to develop a wood finish of all things?
Well, I think being part of Capitol Hill and, being intricately involved with the policies and the politics and seeing the special interests that impacted, so many things that we take for granted that are out there, they really impact the quality of our life and the health of our environment and the homes and places we work. There was so much involved in creating that, and so many influences that to me didn't really have the strong connection to that individual's health or the overall health
mm-hmm.
as we debated and discussed and helped move legislation through the Senate. Fortunately, Senator Jeffords was very interested in how these things really impacted Vermont. So I was able to work with him on trying to develop alternatives for environmentally safe products that really sourced local resources to make these things. And research developed through the University of Vermont on using whey proteins as a film builder. And in Vermont, as we've got a lot of cheesemakers, high-quality cheese. We win awards every year around the world with our cheddar cheeses and specialty cheeses. And we also have a very strong resource in forestry and furniture makers. So the collaborative concept of how can we help build not only a healthy, safe new product, but how to build a local economy that can be interconnected, using a waste from one segment to create a value add for another segment.
That's so wonderful. I'm so excited about your product, because not only is it way less toxic than other wood finishes, but it also has this other element to it as well.
Right. Well, we are... We're fortunate to be in this this position to have such an unbelievable technology with such a high quality source.
And I want to hear more about that after the break. We'll be right back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio.
You're
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here today with Andrew Meyer, the founder and president of Vermont Natural Coatings. Their website is VermontNaturalCoatings.com, and we're talking about his wood finishes made from the whey recycled from cheese making down the road, and how that all fits together in a single sustainable system in Vermont. Andrew, before we talk about your products in more detail, could you tell our listeners about why they should be using your natural product, or more natural product, I guess I should say, than, or more sustainable, instead of the standard toxic product? Tell us something about the toxic chemicals that are in the usual wood finish.
Yeah. Well, most wood finishes that are out there, they pose a wide range of health and safety issues. You know, basically due to the volume and physical properties of the chemicals that are used to make up those finishes. So, and most people understand that the three basic ways chemicals can enter your body: through inhaling it or breathing, by eating it or ingesting, or contact with the skin. So the finishes that are out there, they all pose those type of risks to people. And basically it's because of the chemicals used to make up the formulas. And so you have lacquer finishes that can have nitrocellulose in them, conversion varnishes. These are things that you would find in the hardware stores. They use like an acid-catalyzed chemical, and these are all toxic to us. And so, you know, when what we find a lot is these chemicals can have short-term and long-term impacts, just like other chemicals that are out there. So if you're doing a floor, we've had, you know, professionals come to us with, you know, talk about irritation maybe from contact with it, with the eyes and throat, sometimes headaches. Can cause confusion and fatigue. These are some of the symptoms that you would get from being around these things. And then,
yes,
of course, there's longer-term things which can even cause cancer and other things like that. So when it's so important, and like anything that you buy and really investigate, what's in the product, because the things, whether it's formaldehyde or these other chemicals, they can be very dangerous. And there's not only the danger of just putting them down and the off-gassing that takes place during that time, but as the product wears off over the course of several years, it will again off-gas and put those toxins into your environment, into your indoor air environment.
Yes, it's this is actually one of the more toxic products that exist in terms of home finishes. I mean, I think it's even more toxic than paint. And so to have an alternative like this is really important. Okay, so tell us more about your product.
Well, at Vermont Natural Coatings, we use whey protein, which is a byproduct of cheese. And so we remove that from the waste channel. And through development with the University of Vermont, we've been able to come up with a polymer that comes from the whey proteins that creates a very strong bonding agent, which is important to make a finish strong and durable. So we're able to use this food-grade whey protein solution, which we're able to patent with the help of the University of Vermont, to displace chemicals that are typically found. And so the advantage that we have is we're able to build a formula that's safer because we're displacing chemicals, but also because of how the whey protein bonds and binds together, it's actually as durable as any chemical formula that's out there. And that's important because, you know, there is so much more awareness of indoor air quality. And I think our indoor air quality is probably five times worse than our outdoor air quality for a number of reasons. And opening a can of solvent-based or high VOC wood finish or paint in your home can have long-term impacts on that, on your health. So We, by using whey, we're able to come up with a very safe and a durable product.
I'm looking at your website, and there's some pictures flashing in the header that shows pictures of, say, cutting boards for food and children lying on the floor and chairs out on the patio. So you really can use this, or I should say out on the deck. You really can use this all around the house on everything, correct?
Yes, we have a number of different formulas for different uses. We have furniture formula that is used on anything from a new table to trim, all kinds of projects like that. And actually, another interesting project that the furniture formula is used on is the Naked Table Project, which is a sustainability workshop that we do using maple to build a table and using our finish on that in the course of a weekend workshop. And that's an exciting way of tying people together from their resources of where the tree came from building the tree. And then the next day we line up the tables head to head, and we have a big locavore fest with all the people who were involved in the chain of custody from the tree to the folks who grow the vegetables for the dinner. So we're so proud that our furniture is part of something like that. And we have a floor formula that's used on floors from the homes to schools to gymnasiums and a lot of different uses because of the how it holds up. And we also have an exterior product that's used on anywhere from benches, decks, siding. And you know, we're very interested in continuing to innovate with new products. And our goal really here is to source as much of the resources we can locally, and really look at the agricultural roots that are around us to keep building on these products. So we're really excited about how those have worked. We've even formulated a new paint with a company, which is exciting. We have a few more new products that are going to fit nicely into our complement of products.
I can hardly wait, and we'll be back after this message. I'm Deborah Lynn Gant. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm talking with Andrew Meyer, founder and president of Vermont Natural Coatings, and he's at VermontNaturalCoatings.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here today with my guest, Andrew Meyer, the founder and president of Vermont Natural Coatings. That's VermontNaturalCoatings.com, and ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com is where you can find out more about this show. Andrew, before we go on to talk more about your products, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed hearing about your Naked Table project. And it's because I have an experience of my own where I spent 12 years living in the western part of Marin County, California. And I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but there's a lot of dairy farms. And even though I didn't grow up on a dairy farm, I was driving by the cows every day. And there's also a lot of family farms growing organic produce in that area. And one day we had an event. I knew a lot of the organic farmers that lived there, and I participated in a community-supported agriculture program. So I was actually going to my local organic farm just up the hill from where I lived and working at the farm and collecting my produce. But one day we decided to get all the small local organic farmers together and have a dinner. And I had the privilege of being the support staff for that and driving around and picking up produce from the farms and then doing the prep work for the meal and then being able to sit down with them in a field with everybody at a table, all of our local organic farmers. And it was just one of the most beautiful and memorable experiences of my life to be able to participate in seeing, you know, going and picking up the food from where it was being grown and then being in the kitchen with a chef and then serving my local farmers. It was just amazing. And when I saw that on your website, I'm so happy that you're doing that. And I think that more people need to do that, that more people in the world need to have that experience of having really seen and experiencing that progression from soil to mouth. It's just amazing.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. And Marin County is such a beautiful place, and you know, so many similarities to so many places around the country that value that. And meals are so important. And I think what's so significant about what you talked about and what we're trying to do with the Naked Table Project here in Hardwick, Vermont, is the connection that people are making to where their products are from, who made them, how they were made. That there's a person behind it, that there's a care behind it, and a thoughtfulness about it, about making it healthy for you. So I think the other aspect of it is just taking time. You know, people slowing down, taking time to really and enjoy these things that we all, you know, value so much. So it's a great experience. It fits in so nicely with what we're doing as a company and what we're doing as engaging with our community. So thanks for mentioning
that. Yes, it does. Well, you're welcome. And also, even too, as long as we're on this subject, it was such a great experience for me living in West Marin, because it was such, I knew people in my community, and I was growing food in my own backyard. But not only was I growing food, I was growing my neighbor's food. Like, people would bring me raspberry canes, and they would bring me tomato plants. And so, you know, I knew that these were, you know, Joe's tomatoes and Susan's raspberries, and it just like integrates you in a different way. And in that same way, now here you and I are talking, and I know now when I use Vermont Natural Coatings on my floor, I know it's Andrew's wood finish. And it's not, you know, just this nameless multinational corporation. It's like, I know the person now behind the product, and my listeners, when they use your product, will know you, and they'll know who created it and the care that goes into it. And I think that that's missing from so many products. So I just, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing. Yeah. It's just, I know you get it.
Well, Deborah, let me tell you about, just quickly, about a new product that we're launching that kind of builds that concept of collaboration and using local ingredients. We're partnering with Caledonia Spirits, which is a local distillery, and they make gin and vodka using local ingredients. And what we're working with them on is they use juniper berries to flavor and finish the and infuse the gin. And what we're working with them is we're taking their spent juniper berries and putting it through a process to extract the tea from that, and coming up with a formula that uses the infusion as a natural preservative. And juniper is a natural preservative, and so what we've done is we've added their waste to make a penetrating wood sealer called Infusion with Juniper. And we're really excited about this product, not only because it's non-toxic, it helps preserve wood and helps reduce mold and mildew and stabilizes the wood. It's a joint effort of two basically byproducts of industries in Vermont to create this really wonderful penetrating sealer. And we're so excited about not only that it works, but the partnership and the collaboration with our neighbor, Caledonia Spirits.
And this is just the way industry should be. It should just be like that. So simple, like that. Making products. We don't need all this other huge industrialism. I just wanted to ask you about a couple of things. I'm looking at your MSDS sheet because I want you to discuss about the term low VOC, because I think that people get confused about what that is. And also, I know something about how coatings are made, but I think that most people don't. And so I think what's going on here is that you're using the whey as like the coating part, and then there are some VOCs in it. It's not zero VOC, and it's not 100% natural, correct?
Right. Yes. And, yep.
And so I guess my question is just, I want to explain to people, like, if they go and look at your material safety data sheet, they're going to look and they're going to say, oh, there's hazardous components in this. But what happens to those hazardous components? But we're going to have to get the answer after we take our break, which is only in 10 seconds, so you can't start talking yet.
Okay. Yeah, great. There's a lot to it.
Yeah. So think about that over the break, and we'll be back and get your answer in just a few minutes. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. We're talking with Andrew Meyer from Vermont Future Clinics. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here today with my guest, Andrew Meyer, founder and president of Vermont Natural Coatings at VermontNaturalCoatings.com. And we're about to talk about what goes into a coating and what's low VOC and this more technical aspects of this so that you can understand the different component parts of what goes into a wood finish. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, thanks, Deborah. There's a lot of market awareness of low VOCs, which are the volatile organic compounds, the organic chemicals that make up the vapor of what comes off of a chemical in a formula, such as wood finish. It's important that those VOCs are as low as possible. There are national standards for those. There are green standards for those. There's state standards for those. Our products come in below all of them, and that's an important piece of our mission, is to have a very low VOC product. The other thing that's really important to be aware of as a consumer, which is very difficult to find sometimes, is that a low VOC is an important element, but even more important is a finish that doesn't have carcinogens or mutagens in as ingredients. And
good
those
point.
Can come in very, very long, complicated words that can also have different descriptions of those words. So not many people who are going to the paint store are pulling down the MSDS sheet, which is the material data sheet that tells about the specific ingredients in a wood finish. And then if you do pull it down, it's very hard to understand. So it's so important, especially as, you know, you look at schools and where our kids are and where we spend our time. There's a lot of push out there to have clean, safe cleaning products and finished products that are low VOC. But one thing, if you've got a child in a school, or if you work in an office, or if you're indoor more than you are out, which is probably the case for most of us, make sure that finish does not have carcinogens and mutagens as ingredients. Critical.
Well, let me ask you a question. So VOCs, I know, is a large classification that contains many different chemicals in that, and they would be, of course, of varying toxicity, yes?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so you could have at one end of the spectrum a VOC that would cause cancer or birth defects, but at the other end of the spectrum, you could have a VOC that would be much less toxic, is what you're saying, right?
Right, and there's a lot of different elements and ingredients that make up these formulas. And, you know, we're very fortunate at Vermont Natural Coatings to have an ingredient that displaces a lot of the chemicals that are used to make the product strong, and those type of ingredients have typically have more VOCs. In California, they have Proposition 65, which requires a company to list those ingredients that are considered carcinogens or mutagens. And
yes,
they in California, which is, you know, they don't say you can't use it; they say if you use it, you have to list it. Which gives the consumer more of awareness. But so many of these things seem to be so mainstream now, all
yes.
chemicals. And even when you look in our house, it's more and more difficult to figure out, okay, what is safe and what isn't. I think that's a good reason to spend as much as you can learning about the products that you use in your home. And we're finding such an incredible interest from schools around the country who face similar indoor air quality issues. And, you know, a typical school refinishes their gym, which is probably the biggest surface in the school every single year.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of VOC that is introduced and maintains and stays within that school system for the course of the year. And that's why we've developed a formula using our whey protein technology to create a sport floor finish that is durable enough for that type of surface, which takes the wear and tear from. In Vermont, we have anything from dances to reunions to town meetings to basketball seasons that occur over the course of the year. So it gets a really big workout. But it's an example of the low VOC products are important, but more important are the toxins that can make up those VOCs.
So I'm looking at your MSDS sheet for Polyway Floor Finish Semi-Gloss, and I during the break I looked at a few of them, and it seems like most the ones that I looked at all have the same four VOCs listed. And so I think the point that I want to make to my listeners is that if you look at the MSDS sheet, what you're looking here at is the list of VOCs, and that when the VOCs evaporate, then what's left is basically the coating that's made from whey protein, correct? Am I right?
Right.
So it's not like these VOCs are hanging around forever. It's they're in there. They need to be there. I mean, you can't really make a wood finish without something that liquefies the coating in so that you can apply it. But then what happens is that whatever you've added evaporates, and what's left is just the natural coating.
Right. And there are many different formulas, and there have been, you know, there have been regulations over the course of, you know, since the Clean Air Act that have focused on improving these formulas. But we have the technology. For an example, the Southern California Air District, there was a suit down there that said that you couldn't impose air quality regulations because the technology wasn't available to build products that could meet those new regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And the Coatings Association was very much against this, saying that they would be put out of an industry if they weren't able to sell their product in that area because the technology is not there. Now, we're a little company in little old Vermont, you know, using local agricultural byproducts to create a product that not only meets, we exceed those limitations, and
yes,
we have the technology that can make products. So if a small company like us has the technology, has the innovation to be able to build products that are safer than what's out there in the larger industry, you know, we feel good about that, but we also recognize that a lot more can be done from other companies, and a lot more should be demanded of the consumer. And we hope that the consumer takes more time to really recognize, you know, the products that are available and seek out safer products like Vermont Natural Coatings.
Well, I'm doing my best to let them know about them. And I can do even more. Actually, I am doing my best, but there's so much more. There's so much, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, but it's still only a fraction of the population even is aware. But I'm very encouraged because I see more and more people becoming interested in things that are not toxic. They're starting to become aware that there are toxic things in the world, and they're starting to look for non-toxic products like yours. And I think it kind of inches up on both ends, that there needs to be more non-toxic products and there needs to be more consumers buying them. And it kind of gets greater and greater, you know, both going back and forth. And I think that we've reached not a critical mass, but we've certainly reached a new height of awareness now. And I think that it's really going to take off. I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of interest and where we're going to be going with this. I am very optimistic that we are going to have a toxic-free world. And it's people like you who are being pioneers and pushing the envelope and saying, we really can do this, and showing other people that it can be done and what's possible, that is making it happen. Because, you know, without people like you making these products, I can't tell people about them. And so it's I just like to clone you in every area. I would like people to just jump up and say, this is my area of interest. I'd like to do something that's less toxic and do it, because it can be done and it's what's needed. And anyway, we have a few seconds. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, well, we just, you know, Vermont Natural Coatings, we recognize that we become a part of people's homes and their lives, and we're very much, we want to become part of a better, healthier lifestyle for people. And, you know, it's so important for consumers to really think about how your product was made, why it was made, where it was made, and who made it. And if you start putting those things together, we're confident that people are going to start to recognize the benefit and seek out companies like Vermont Natural Coatings. And, you know, I look forward to the next survey that shows, you know, maybe 95% of the women surveyed would rather have a safe wood finish and using Vermont Natural Coatings Polyway than having a nicer wardrobe. And it's coming. The awareness is there, and we appreciate you engaging in a conversation like this to make companies like Vermont Natural Coatings known. And we would be pleased, and we welcome and enjoy learning about people's experience with Vermont Natural Coatings. Is there, you know, if we can share information, especially to the chemically sensitive community, we've had incredible success, and there's a great network out there that shares information. So we'd love to be part of that. So I hope everyone who's listening can, you know, engage somehow, and, you know, let us know. You can give us feedback.
Great.
So thanks, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thanks for being with me. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com to find out more. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. We've been with Andrew Meyer, president of Vermont Natural Coatings, VermontNaturalCoatings.com. And I'll be back tomorrow with more about how we can thrive in a toxic world.